live. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-453.
What happens when we talk about sex?
1-855. 1-855-450-3733. Well, you just can't tease the listeners like that, Michelle. So we can talk about sex, if that's something you would like to discuss. So we'll talk about anything.
Apparently Michelle would.
Yeah, we'll talk about anything that you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us over at freetalklive.com, enjoying all the features there for free on the site, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their site. So head over to freetalklive.com, and you can take control there. Submit different items you find online, stuff that you think is interesting, that you think our listeners will enjoy, and then others will vote on it, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So we're going to go right into your phone calls and your thoughts. We've got Ty listening in Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hey, good evening. Hey, I wanted to talk about two terms that I hear used often on Free Talk Live, and I think, Ian, you define or you say that a citizen doesn't really exist. Correct me if I'm wrong here on what you say, that a citizen does not really exist because Black's Law Dictionary makes it sound like citizenship is a contract between a person and the government in which the government does not fulfill its part of the contract.
Sounds right.
Partially correct, but not fully correct. If you actually look at any dictionary that I've ever seen, the definition of citizen is the same. So it's not necessarily a law dictionary thing. If you go to dictionary.com, you'll find the definition of citizen is, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it in front of me right now, but it's essentially that you are you owe the government people an allegiance, a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection on their part. And so that's, so it's in any dictionary I've ever seen.
Okay, here's I think that you're actually getting conflating two terms, because Black's Law Dictionary does define allegiance as a citizen or subject's obligation of fidelity and obedience to the government or sovereign in return for the benefits of the protection of the state.
Right.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
That's the definition.
That's the definition of allegiance. Now, the definition of citizen, according to Black's Law Dictionary, is a person who, either by birth or naturalization, is a member of a political community, owing allegiance to the community and being entitled to enjoy all its civil rights and protections.
So you're reading from a law dictionary, which, of course, as you know,
and it's this, you know, the definition that you got was probably from an older version because the new one isn't available online.
Yeah, usually Black's is what edition of Black's Law is that?
This is the ninth.
Ninth. What year is that? You know.
I don't know.
So did
I
you purchase that
online from? What's that?
You purchased
it. It says it's the ninth. I got this actually online. I posted the link to the Free Talk Live Facebook.
So you're
page.
Saying the relevant difference to you is the that in that definition it references that you're a member of a body politic? Is that what it said?
No, the main difference I see is the way you make it sound is that the obligation is on the part, on both parts, that it's an obligation of protection because of the allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, could I ask you something
actually,
there then? Hold on.
What were you going to say there?
What I'm trying to say is the way the dictionary defines it, the obligation is on the part of the citizen. Now, to make something clear here, I want to say that there is a problem with the word citizen for people who love liberty and natural rights, and that's because it makes it a requirement for subservience. So, you know, that doesn't fit in with people like most of the people that listen to Free Talk Live who love individual liberty and natural rights.
That was my question. I was going to ask, what you're defining, the way you're presenting it, it sounds like you're actually defining a slave. So if you're going to use slave and citizen interchangeably, well, okay. But then, you know, that kind of breaks down, and that's like saying, oh, people that don't pay attention are sheeple or whatever. I don't know. I like to use definitions of words that we can agree upon so that there can be dialogue that's fruitful and that it moves along. So I guess, what is your point exactly in clarifying citizenry or allegiance or what have you?
Well, that kind of, my bigger point also comes along with in often saying that government doesn't really exist because it's just an idea. Well, actually, governments and citizens do exist.
Prove
and they
it.
Exist. They exist through the concept of agency. The greatest proof that government actually exists is through the existence of the police force. The police force is an agency which serves and protects the state, while fostering the myth that they serve and protect.
But the state's a myth.
Citizens.
I mean, the state is a myth. It's just an idea. The police are just an idea. They're just men with guns and badges. I mean, there is no such thing.
I agree that they are ideas, but they are real in that they have consequences.
I didn't say those people weren't real. Hold on, let's just clarify. I never said the people calling themselves the police or the government aren't real. They're very real, and they have very real cages and guns and batons and various different tools that they will use to oppress you. Those people are real, and they exist because they believe in the idea, and because other people believe
right.
in the idea
other
of the state.
Other people believing in the idea of the state.
Of the government, right. because if they didn't believe in the idea of state or government, then they would see those men with the badges and the guns as exactly what they are, and that is an occupying criminal gang.
Right, and I agree with that completely. I just wanted to be more clear on this idea, more accurate, I guess, in the terminology, because government is real. It just doesn't need to be real, and it's real because there are agents that act on its behalf. It doesn't exist.
Well, it's as real as the elves. I'm sorry, I have to disagree. I mean, it's as real as the elves at the Santa display at the mall. I mean, there are men with costumes calling themselves something.
Well,
if I dress up
as
an elf and Michelle dresses up
as
Santa,
it's as real as the baton in the cop's hands. That's what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying, but you can't say that government exists. If you say that government exists, then I say Santa Claus exists, because we've got a guy who wears a beard that comes to the mall once a year, and he's got some elves that come with him, and so therefore Santa Claus exists. Now where are we?
Yeah, Santa Claus does exist in that respect, doesn't he?
And it's ridiculous. It's just a fantasy, and it's people believing in a silly, and
mythical,
in this case, dangerous idea.
There are mythical parts of Santa Claus that are not real. He doesn't fly around the world and give toys to good boys and girls overnight. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
just like the myth that the government takes care of you.
Get somewhere with this.
Exactly.
You're not a citizen. It doesn't sound like you call yourself a citizen and that you claim to not be a slave. How is it that you express your liberty and?
Wait, hold on. Wait, I didn't say that either. Now I have to admit to being a subservient citizen, mainly because I have to shamefully admit that the state's goons intimidate me. I don't like it. I don't want it, but it's real.
When are you going to stop? When are you going to stop being intimidated?
Well, I don't know. I'm probably the rest of my life.
That's a shame. I hope that other people will think about that tonight, because I think it ties into what we were going to talk about with this Obamacare thing.
Yep.
And, Ty, thanks for the call and the clarification. I think we're all intimidated to some extent, but I think that we need to stop. Because there's more of us than there are of them. You have to remember that. These nine Supreme Court justices, as they're called.
It's really only one.
What?
There was only one. It was a 5-4.
It was 5-4,
oh,
yeah.
I see what you're saying.
And one guy broke the ranks.
These people, who call themselves the Supreme Court, calling themselves the federal government, have reminded you again today that they own you. And they're going to tell you what you can do and what you can't do and how much you have to give them. In order to stay out of a cage. They're going to tell you, they're going to remind you, and that's what they're doing here. Hello, America. We're in charge. And we know that you're intimidated by us, because we've got guns and cages and men who believe in this crazy idea called, the state. And we're going to intimidate you into complying with this one, because a lot of people are upset, right? There's a lot of politicians that are, we're going to turn this over. And, of course, all the talk show hosts are, this is not right. This isn't freedom. And people are very upset. But it's all going to simmer down, isn't it? A few months down the road, it's going to simmer down. And folks are just going to fill out their IRS forms next April, just like they always do. And they're going to dutifully check off whatever boxes they're told to check off, because everybody's intimidated. 855-453. Even though there's more of us than there are of them, no one wants to be first. Well, Michelle, you and I, we've already gone. But generally, few people want to be first or want to feel as though they're going first. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfast and entrees with a 25-year shelf life. Fast, free shipping shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265. And say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. Preparewise.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. There's obviously the elephant in the room of the Supreme Court decision today. We can talk more about that. Plus, the SWAT team raids a house.
I think it's a donkey.
Whatever. Maybe both. The SWAT team raids a house. A SWAT team raids perhaps a house in your neighborhood over an open Wi-Fi network. Yeah, it's not just drug raids anymore. We'll give you details on that as well. 855-450-FREE plus. Alternative currency is going to become more and more important over time as the U.S. dollar continues to fail. You want to have something else to which you can turn, and also something that you can store value with. And silver and gold can help you with that. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com and order hand-picked gold and silver pieces like 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, Montana silver reserves, and more. Go to silver.freetalklive.com. Don't have internet access? Call them. Call Midas Resources. They're able to hook you up with some great deals on silver and gold. 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. Or silver.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about what you want. We've got Alan listening in Massachusetts, I believe. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hello, Alan.
Yes, right back to you. Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Alan?
What's on my mind right now? I'll be honest with you. I'm in the process fighting a ton of egg worm and so forth about keeping my goats on my farmland. Well, you know, my yard is in the back. It's farmland in the back. The front is residential. Right here's a ton of egg worm saying, "Hey, I can't take my goats across my front of my yard and all that stuff. I had to put my."
You're saying the town of Egg Worm?
Right, the town of Egg Worm.
Egg Worm. Okay, got it.
What state's Egg Worm, man?
It's Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, okay.
So you're saying you cannot have goats anywhere on your property, or where?
I can't have goats on my farmland in the back. They're telling me, you know, but, you know, which is absolutely ridiculous. I can't walk them across the front of my house.
How many acres are we talking about here, by the way?
What?
How many acres are we talking about?
We're talking an acre.
Okay, 1 acre.
There's no requirement on goats, how much land you need.
How many goats?
I'll be honest with you, I got about six.
Six goats, 1 acre. All right.
Right.
Seems
1 acre,
accurate.
That's plenty enough room for a goat to run around.
I don't know much about goats. Are they noisy?
No, they're
no.
not. They don't,
they're not. Six goats, though, for an acre is a lot.
You think?
Yeah, they could gobble that up in a jiffy.
Well, if you feed them. They're not crammed into crates.
Grains and food and all that stuff. But that does not mean it's a lot of, you know, it's a good-sized piece of land, an acre of land. You know, but, you know. See, the town of Eglin won't let me walk my goats over to the residential park to get to my farmland. Well, my wife needs the goat's milk for her colitis, and that's the only thing that helps her out on her colitis. So
she needs the milk from the goats for a medical problem. The town, how long have you had the goats?
Be honest with you, I had them about a little over 3 years.
So they've been harassing you the whole time, or how recently did they start coming after you?
They've been coming after me the whole time. In fact, I'm in housing court in Boston. And so forth. In fact, if you want, you can go online.com, Al Griffin, and you can look it up online.
Al Griffin from Egg Worm, Massachusetts. Now, tell me more, though, about this. So what are they threatening you with? Are they trying to take your house from you? Are they trying to fine you? I mean, what's the gun in the room, so to speak?
They're trying to find us. You know, my wife is handicapped. I'm handicapped. You know, all that stuff. This is not right. You know, this is...
So when's the first time? Just I'm trying to get a base understanding of what's going on here. When's the first time you received the fine? You said they've been going after you for 3 years. So did they send you a fine pretty much right out the gate and have been trying to collect? Or when was the first official fine issued to you?
They sent the town building inspector down to see me.
Okay, so he threatened you and said you got to move the goats.
Told me I can't have goats on my property. He said it was all residential, which we checked the bylaws and all. It's half... residential, and it's half farmland.
Was this claim, by the way, that your neighbors had complained about it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Typical.
Right. So, typical neighbor. You know what?
Typical government. I don't always believe that it's the neighbors who complained. In many cases, the neighbor, at least in my case, the neighbor that complained once upon a time about my tenants having a couch out in their lawn was a government worker who lived way down the street, like nowhere even in visible range of my house. So it's not necessarily your next door neighbor that's doing this to you. Usually it's one of the government people themselves.
Right. Also, we filed under the MCAD, American Disability Act. Well, you know, they turned around, took us to court. The lawyer from the town, Agram, said that we weren't handicapped and all this stuff. Well, I got all the papers. I proved that we were handicapped. They lied in court and so forth.
I'm surprised they haven't come to steal your goats yet. I'm shocked that they haven't made that sort of a move. So they issued
they
the...
They did make that sort of move, but I moved my goats out of there because I got a tip-off from a friend of mine that's a cop in Agram.
Nice.
So he told me, get the goats out of there quick. They're coming over to get my goats.
Amazing. That's pretty outstanding.
I came up with a horse show with a bunch of dead animals in it, and they were going to put my goats down.
Oh, that's scary.
What do you think about talking to your neighbors and maybe offering them, you know, goat's milk or goat cheese or whatever as an option for
what you, good's that going to do if it's not to, his neighbors?
Right. No, for them to sign something to present, since he's already gone to the state and everything to say, hey, I am disabled, I do this. Then, you know, so he doesn't mind going to the state to ask them permission or to convince them that he, you know, has a legitimate right according to the law to do what he's doing. So why not get public opinion on your side and do some kind of trade, offer some kind of trade so that there's, you're giving something in kind and take that, those letters and the petition to your local town. Yeah, exactly. And shame and humiliate the town board into, you know, changing their mind and everything. It's absurd.
Well, I tried everything with this town. I tried to negotiate with them. I tried to work with them and so forth. Well, they're coming up with all kinds of rules, different things. They're saying that, you know, I can have one goat one day. One day they tell me I can have two goats. Next day they told me I could have five goats. Then all of a sudden it comes back, well, you can't have no goats.
It's ridiculous.
Which is absolutely ridiculous, you know. Number one, they said I have to clean up the goat manure and haul it out of town every day, which is absolutely
every day?
Every day, you know. So you start hauling the stuff out of
town. Hauling.
So did you ever cross somebody at town hall? You got any enemies in there, or do you think they're just randomly picking on you?
Oh, it's randomly picking on me because I don't get along with the town here, and they don't get along with me and so forth. Yep.
Yeah. Move to New Hampshire.
I can relate, man. I mean, if you love liberty, I agree with Michelle. That's your best option, is to get together with other people that actually care about freedom and are going to come to your defense.
Yeah, the situation with horses with a free stater a few years ago.
Yeah, but if you, you know, you actually have to, you know, be willing to stand up for the freedoms of other people as well. That's another important factor. So what I'd recommend is you visit freestateproject.org. And good luck, Alan. Let us know what ends up happening down there. And I thank
you
for the
call. And if anybody wants to call me, hey, I'm welcome to give out my number, if it's okay with you guys.
I don't know if you probably want to do that on national radio, but what you could do is go to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com or drop by our bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Well,
and connect
with
our...
give out my number?
I you know, it's probably not a good idea, but I appreciate it.
Nobody's sitting around with a pencil anyway. I mean,
yeah. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, we don't always have, you never know who's listening, right? So post something on our message board at bbs.freetalklive.com or drop by our Facebook profile, and you might be able to find other people in the area that way. 1-855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, or they can grab the podcast and get your name again and then look it up and find you that way.
I need to think something bad happened.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those. And once again, freetalklive.com. They include our Shrine of Female listeners with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com if you are a lady listener and would like to become a part of that. The details are there. And if you're not a lady listener, you can just go and see the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's here in New Hampshire, with other people that actually care about freedom. You know, I've got some great headlines today. I don't know if we're going to be able to get into the details because there's a lot in the news. But just to share the headlines with you, there are some recent bills that have been signed into law here in New Hampshire. One of them is for school choice, apparently. The other is
a gubernatorial veto override.
The other one is actually one that was signed by the governor, which is the jury nullification law, which will make it, which will become effective January 1st, and it concerns the right of a jury to judge the application of the law in relationship to the facts in controversy, which is a legalistic way of saying that the jury gets to use their conscience in New Hampshire.
I'm happy about that.
Gets to be told about it and gets to be informed about it.
I'm happy about that. That's awesome.
Yeah. And
this
so,
has been pointed.
Did you hear
to,
that, Julian Heichlin?
Yeah.
This has been pointed to by many people who are liberty activists as one of the ways to pop the rivets on, you know, this overreaching monolithic state agency, whatever, you know, on whatever level. And I don't know whether that's the case or not, but I can't say that it's a bad thing.
Right. I'm skeptical as to how it will be implemented and how the courts will handle communicating this idea, because it already sounds kind of legalish, and so it may end up just being confusing to juries and they have no idea what the judge is talking about when he reads that portion of the jury instructions.
But I think most of their instructions come from Law and Order anyway.
But generally, it should make it so that a defense attorney who in most states would be intimidated to talk about jury nullification during a jury trial, In New Hampshire, the attorney should be able to present that information without being rebuked by the judge, because it's part of the judge's instructions. So therefore, it should be able to be talked about in many places, in many courtrooms. If you mention jury nullification, it's a mistrial. What? They're going to throw you. They're going to maybe throw you in for contempt. I mean, you cannot talk about this in a lot of places. Julian Heichlin was arrested for handing out flyers in
arrested
Florida.
Arrested several times and is now a political refugee or whatever.
Right. In exile.
In Israel. I was told, though, by two different judges here in New Hampshire that I wasn't allowed to mention the Constitution. And Judge Runyon actually said that if I did it again, he'd hold me in contempt. So
that's how they hold the Constitution.
Yeah. In contempt, yeah.
So I think that's great news. A couple big headlines out of New Hampshire, and you know the people that are active in the state house, they get credit. I mean, this is a good step in the right direction.
The school choice one is huge. I mean,
I'm not familiar with this one.
Okay, so I'm not going to claim to be an expert on it, but as I understand, businesses can now decide to take their property taxes and put them into a fund for other kinds of education. So they can go to private schools or charter schools or even homeschoolers. Yeah,
only businesses.
As I understand it, homeschoolers can now take money from the fund in order to cover the property taxes they had to pay into the system for other people's kids.
Register, and if you ask permission from the state to homeschool your kids, but for people like me that say, you know, I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask your permission. To
right. Then I don't get any money back if I've paid into it.
But there's a business being run from my house, so does that mean that I get to participate in this little school choice?
I don't know. Yeah, at this point, you have to see how the programs get set up. I mean, we're still way too early.
I'm curious about it. It sounds like it's a positive bit of news for New Hampshire. And again, there are 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire over at freestateproject.org, and they're very persuasive, and that's probably 102 and 103. So, I mean, now there are even more. And as more people move here who love freedom and who are going to get active in whatever way they think is best, whether it's something like Michelle might do, like driving without a government permission slip, or myself doing media or my own civil disobedience, or perhaps getting active in the state house. I'm running for state rep this year.
I heard about that.
So, yeah. So there's all kinds of options, and there are even more options that will present themselves as more people show up. We were having a meeting today before the show about like an across-the-shire kind of meeting. There were people in the Seacoast, people in from Grafton, and others all around the shire that were meeting to talk about a new newspaper that has been talked about forever and hopefully will actually get off the ground at some point. Just have to have enough people to make it happen, the people that are the doers that are willing to get the ball rolling and start.
And not an actual physical newspaper.
Yeah,
an actual online
physical one.
Wow.
Yeah, doing old media. It seems crazy, right? Mm-hmm. But daily papers are a failure, and then more of them are failing every single, every month, basically. But the weekly or less frequent papers can do better because they, I don't know, I'm not sure why they do better. Maybe there's not as much in the way of distribution and print costs for a less often issued sort of paper. But, Mark, that's definitely been our observation over the years, is that the weeklies are doing all right.
Weeklies are working, and dailies aren't. But weeklies generally have the model.
Can we go back for just a second to you running for office? Because the thing that's so funny is, like, Seth Cohn, for example, he's given up. He's finally come to his senses. No, he's come to his senses. He's not just burned out. He's just wisened up.
No, he's going to run for office again in a few more months.
What?
Yeah, I was actually at the Libertarian. You're talking about Seth Cohn. He's a elected representative.
House rep,
he's a Free State Project participant. So he's one of the Free State Project members who's actually been elected to State House here in New Hampshire. He's been in 2 years, and he is so frustrated with the corruption that he is calling it quits, and he's not running for state rep again. He's going to instead run for, I think, I don't know if I should say what it is, but I'm not sure if it's not public or whatever. He's going to run for some other, like, state office that I think it's like the supervisor of elections or whatever the equivalent is here in New Hampshire. So he's still got his political eyes out there. But, yeah, he's definitely frustrated, and he's really burned out on the system.
I thought I'd converted him to anarchism. I'm going to have to talk to him.
Well, good luck, Michelle. It looks to me like the inside the system approach is actually, you know, making a difference. It's a slow one. It's really frustrating. It's really annoying and difficult. But with enough people, you can make any approach work. Really, it's all about numbers.
So how about if everyone stands up and they be their own hero and they stop kowtowing to the government,
Michelle.
And you know, be ballsy.
That's what I've been
live
doing.
Live with passion and say, I am a free human being and. And by definition, I'm free by being.
I'm with you.
By the definition of being a human being.
I've
so,
done that, and people have done that.
You cease to be free.
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, it does lead you into a cage, and then with more restrictions on your life after that point, and so it makes more difficult to act.
But this
more free.
Idea, though, of asking permission, saying, "Can I please just
you.
Have a longer chain?
How do we persuade them,
Can
Michelle?
I please have a longer chain?
How do we persuade them besides setting an example? Because that's what I've been trying to do the last 6 years of my life is to set an example for people of, hey, let's just all stand up and refuse to obey these thugs. Let's stop, you know, jumping through their hoops. Let's stop paying their taxes. And it's very hard to get people to go along with that because they're also scared. And that's what we were talking about earlier tonight. All kinds of people are going to be upset about
life
this.
Is scary.
Right. Well, man up.
Yes.
You know, but it's
or
tough.
Act like a real stud and act like a woman, like a chick, like me.
Yeah, it's tough. This is the biggest challenge, I think, is to get people to step up and actually do something that involves some risk to achieve liberty. Because if you're not willing to take risk, how can you expect other people to? You think somebody else is just going to, you know,
absolutely.
Take all the shoulder, all the weight and set you free? You've got to be willing to do something. And I mean something more than just go and check a box on a form somewhere.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty careful about when I say should to people, you know, when I tell them that they ought to do something that is already something that I've done and have been doing.
Right.
You know, so that it's not just me pointing a finger at them saying, you know, you'd be better if you were acting like this.
It's not just that you do it, but that you have success at it. And that is what I want to see. I mean, you know, if people are, and I understand you need a certain amount of people to be successful, but, you know, I've got a family and a young child, and I'm just not ready to run off and populate jail cells. It's just not my thing.
No, but I'm thinking just voluntary interaction with people. I guess we're going to...
He does plenty of voluntary interaction with people, but it's the standing up against the state part that people don't want to do. I mean, plenty of people are fine with doing things behind the scenes and quietly. It's
right.
just standing up and actually speaking out for liberty and taking what consequences come from that. Those people aren't willing to do it. I wish they were. It'd be really different.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that are there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You can pretty much get whatever it is you're looking for. It's Amazon. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll find links to the U.S. Amazon, the U.K. Amazon, and Canada as well. You click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. So you get what you want delivered to your door, great prices, free super saver shipping, the usual Amazon experience. It's just you're entering through our portal at shop.freetalklive.com. Seth is with us listening in New Hampshire. Is this Seth Cohn?
It is. How
hey,
are
Seth,
you?
Seth Cohn, who we were just talking about a moment ago.
You invoked me. You mentioned my name, and I appear.
Seth, are you convinced that anarchism is preferable to minarchism?
I am somewhere in the middle. I'm definitely a voluntarist, and I have been for quite a long time. And
me too.
Really,
anarchists are European people that throw Molotov cocktails.
I really see that money has corrupted the process, that even if the process could work, that what we have now is so corrupted that it's not functioning.
So it's imploding. So, okay, so the sooner it implodes, then the sooner we can rebuild something else is what a lot of people say. So I guess that actually this
Spy-4
Supreme Court decision then.
Supreme Court decision today. We just said that the federal government can now tax anybody for anything they want.
Yep.
If you want to talk about putting us on the wrong path, they just did it again.
You must buy broccoli and you must eat it. Otherwise, we have a fine that we're now going to call a tax, and anything we call a tax is now constitutional.
Well, or, you know, you don't buy enough new cars, and our auto industry needs people to buy new cars. So if you don't buy a new car every 3 years, we're going to do an old car tax, and you'll just keep paying if you don't have a new car.
They could do it.
So what do you think, Seth Cohn, I mean, what do you think is, as far as the possibility to change the system? I mean, you're talking about quitting as far as the state rep is going, as far as being a state rep is considered, and you're talking about becoming some other political office.
Possibly. I mean, you brought that up, and I've toyed with that. I've toyed with starting a Stephen Colbert-like TV show, because I think the only thing we can do at this point is laugh at everybody. Mm. And nobody's really doing in-depth news with a sense of humor.
Great.
You know, I've thought about that. I thought about I had a whole bunch of people on both sides today who said, Seth, the House really needs you. We all respect you. You should come back and not give up. But at this point, I didn't file. And I actually had somebody say to me, hey, you know, there's some open seats. You can get a write-in. I mean, they really want me to come back. But I'm burnt out. That's really what it comes down to. I've been in court and talked about how corrupt the system is. I'm convinced that the occupiers and the Tea Party need to work together and basically say enough's enough. We need some major reforms, and I don't think that's going to happen from within the system.
Interesting.
I think there need to be some major reforms, but
does it happen? I mean, without getting the people within the system to just stopping, you know, to stop enforcing bad laws, by some magical miracle, how would it happen without changing the system?
Okay. If you went to a restaurant, Seth, you know, we've been trying to get together for lunch forever.
Forever.
And if we were to meet in Concord and, you know, go to the little Thai place and we both got food poisoning and we saw the employees be really rude to the customers and we saw them holding a gun to someone's head saying, you have to pay a tip, you know, and this just heinous and absurd behavior that was harmful in so many different ways. We would be boycotting the restaurant. We would never go there again. We would never get them service. We would be telling everyone we knew how bad they were. We would be doing whatever we could to shut that down. And so
now, you're assuming that every other restaurant in town doesn't do that same thing. However, the United States government really isn't alone in the way that it operates. I mean, it's.
I'm only at that restaurant at that time. I'm not, you know, I'm not at every restaurant. You know, so I'm talking about that particular one. And so for people to be complaining, it's all over my Facebook page. Oh, 5-4 decision, blah, blah, blah. Liberty's gone now. No, it was gone. If what you're doing is thinking that you derive your liberty from the state, you never had any. So I'm kind of.
You nailed it. That's exactly how we have to think about it. We have to have people stand up and say, I've taken all I can stand and I can stand no more. I mean, we've been talking about that since the 70s. I mean, Network was a great movie where they said, open up your window and scream. And, you know, nobody did. I mean, we really have not had a revolution. I was in court last week, and we had an expert, a professor, and he was a liberal professor. I mean, this is a guy who knows labor laws, and he was testifying on behalf of the occupiers. And he was talking about the process that has happened in this country with reform, and all the reform tends to come from the outside. It doesn't come from within. It's when the people get upset and they make change happen. And he also, it was really great, he didn't actually quote Thomas Jefferson, but he paraphrased it. The way he put it, and it was reported in the papers, was that revolution is, you know, needed to keep government honest. And I think we all know what that Jefferson quote was. It's the tree of liberty must be watered from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots.
That's the old saying.
That's such a violent sounding quote, though.
Well, it was 200 and something years ago. I mean, at that time frame, violent revolutions were far more effective, and I think they might have been more effective than nonviolent civil resistance.
Were there any nonviolent?
There are some historical examples, certainly, of nonviolent civil resistance, but most of them are terrifying stories of what can happen when governments are unleashed on unarmed people.
Well, and I believe in nonviolent. I believe that that's the next step. And the problem is if you stop people from having nonviolent ability to react, to protest, to boycott, to do all of these things, then what happens is you stifle that political expression, and the only way it can come out is violence. And I don't think anybody wants that. And that was the reason I was defending the occupiers and testifying on their behalf, because I really do believe that what's happening in this country is political dissent is being stifled.
For sure.
And that's the problem. It's the left and the right against the rest of us at this point.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had it happen out here. I've been banned from all the state liquor stores. I've been banned from the county courthouse. I've been banned from all the school properties because I'm a dissenter, and I go out and I do things, and they are literally crushing me and many of my friends, like Derek J. and Pete Eyre and these other folks that have been banned from these locations, all for singing songs and holding video cameras and
you
asking questions.
You can have free speech in your house,
but not really. You couldn't leave your house at one point, Ian?
They did. That was while I was on bail conditions when I was arrested for multiple things. I mean, it's just absolutely outrageous. I got an email the other night from a former cop, actually, from the Cheshire County area. He was a Winchester cop, apparently. And he's got all kinds of allegations about corruption within the police departments and the sheriff's department. And so, you know, even the people within the system are well aware, many of them, how bad things really are. But, you know, again, it comes back around to the question, okay, great. So let's change things from outside the system. Michelle and I haven't been paying federal income tax for quite a long time. You know, I'm not quite ready to quit paying property tax, but if enough people were willing to quit paying, then that would be an easy decision for me. I mean,
it requires, though, Ian, making sacrifices and compromise. Like, I really, really want to move to the coast. I can't stand the bugs where I live. I'm covered in mosquitoes because I live near the lake water and everything. I'm too far into town to be here every day. There are complaints that I have about where I live, and I could be much happier in a different place. However, where I live, I pay in rent less than what my landlord owes to the bank. So in my mind, I'm not contributing to any property tax by living in that house because
they can think about it however you want, but I mean, somebody's paying that property tax.
Someone is, but I'm not, though. And so the thing is like, if you make constant choices in the smallest things in your life and the biggest things in your life, whatever, that are declaring yourself to self-ownership, then that is going to be, I think, contagious, and it's also going to empower you, and it's going to inspire you.
I hope it starts to catch. I mean, you and I, Michelle, we've both been put in jail cells for the activism that we've done.
And I spent 2 years working really hard at the State House and sacrificing my career and my life to go and be there, and I had some victories, and I had some losses, and you know what? In some ways, I suffered as much as going to jail.
For sure. Absolutely.
Probably more.
You couldn't do everything that maybe you would have otherwise have done with those 2 years. So, I mean, we're all being, you know, we've all subjected ourselves to this system. And, yeah, you know, we've yet to see an influx of people who are willing to do the same thing. And I hope that...
I don't think that's true. I think we are seeing more numbers. I mean, remember, I moved to New Hampshire in late 2004. So, I mean, I've been here fighting this battle for a long time. I will tell you, I constantly see new people coming.
No doubt. We've got new people coming in, and some people in the local areas are also getting active. I mean, if I didn't see growth, I'd be leaving.
Absolute progress.
If I didn't see growth, I'd be leaving, but I just, you know, always want more, and I want it sooner, and, you know, this is something I want to achieve in my lifetime, so I hope people will start to stand up in greater numbers. And Seth, thanks for the call tonight.
You're
Hour 2 is on the
Bye-bye.
Way. This is Free Talk Live.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no, and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.